Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Can you help us understand what hair loss really does to a person?
The hair is really, really important to us. It's one part of our body that's generally not really covered up, and it's visible whenever we're interacting with other people. So if our hair's not looking good and we're conscious about our hair, it can really affect our self-esteem and it can really affect our confidence.
The survey said that it impacts also the love lives of almost a quarter of people in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, it may seem somewhat a little bit shallow, but we do actually place a lot of value in hair, maybe subconsciously, when we're selecting our partners. Normally, hair is a sign of youth and a sign of virility, so that we do really tend to assess hair in other people as a sign of that they're young and that they're strong.
Hair loss is brought about by a particular sickness called alopecia. Is that the one?
Yes, alopecia is a term that generally describes hair loss. But there can be a whole range of factors that can contribute to it. It can be stress, it can be diet, it can be just the fact that you're aging, or it could be genetic. So hair loss is quite complicated, and there's a number of things that can go into making it happen.
Women generally go with a full head of hair longer than men, don't they?
It's kind of different in women. So men tend to lose hair in a pattern, so they'll lose it on top. Mainly, but women will tend to lose it in more diffuse patterns, so they'll lose it all over their head. It takes a lot longer to actually realize that women are starting to lose their hair than men.
And it affects the personality of men more than women, I think.
I don't know. The research kind of shows that the women get much more of a strong emotional effect from losing their hair. I think once men start to lose their hair, after a few years, the initial shock wears off and they can change their hairstyle. The shock is very much more profound.
Right. Come to think of it, more men now are sporting no hair.
Yes, that's right.
It seems to be a trend that it's okay to be bald.
Yeah, I think having the bald head and the goatee beard is quite a good look these days.
Good combination.
Yeah.
What you don't have on top, you can have at the bottom.
Yes.
It's also an important part of our overall image. And you say that there are a variety of options available to offset the loss of hair. What would this be?
I think the first thing that anyone should do if they're losing their hair is to make sure they've got a good diet and that they don't have so much stress. And they're doing some exercise. And apart from that, there are a number of options available. Some of them have quite bad side effects. Some of them don't work for everyone. But there's some recent stuff that's coming out, and it's based around changing the hair cycle. So the hair cycle is a normal way that hair grows. And when people have hair loss, that hair cycle gets interrupted. And there's a new product out there called Evolus that actually addresses dysfunction in the hair cycle and helps hair grow longer and stronger by helping it stay in the growth phase for longer.
I don't know whether this works, but I've seen some advertisements, both in the social media, where you have a comb with some rays going out and then supposed to make your hair grow. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, so laser therapy is actually quite an interesting thing, and it can be effective in some people, provided that the device is working properly. But there's a lot of devices out there that may not be calibrated correctly, but if you're going to go down the path of looking at lasers, then it's best to speak to a professional in that regard.
Of course, the last recourse is to have a wig.
A wig, yes. Or a transplant.
Does that work, transplant?
Transplant is very effective in some people, but it's very, very expensive.
That's right, yeah. One after the other must cost $10 each.
Something like that, yeah. And if you have 10,000 of them done, it adds up.
It's worth a house and a land.
Yes.
All right. We have on the line Dr. Dominic Berg, who is an expert scientist in the multidisciplinary research. Thank you very much for your time, Doctor.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.